We are beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Simen Kuf Zayin, which is on page 268. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Imhu Mesupuk Im Hispalol, a person who is in doubt whether he davened or not, he obviously wasn't having too much kavana, he's not sure if he davened or not, Choser Umispalol, he should go back and he should daven again. The Eino Tzarech Lechadesh Shum Dover, he does not have to mechadesh anything in his second fila or his possibly second fila, and we'll see what it means to mechadesh something. We'll see that shortly. But whatever it means, he does not need to add anything new into his Shmona Esrei. Avol in Bari Lo Shehispalo, but a person who knows for sure he davened, Eino Choser Umispalo Belu Chiddush, he can't go back and daven a second time unless he adds something new into the tefila, which we'll, again we'll see details of what this chiddush is shortly. But if a person does add something new into his Shmona Esrei, he does use this chiddush mahalach, then he can go back and daven optionally as many times as he wants. Chutz mitfilas musaf she'ein mispalim osa b'nedava. The exception is he can't daven an additional musaf tfila, because that does not work as a musaf tfila b'nedava. U'b'shabbos v'yomtov einu mispalo tfilas nedava klal. And on Shabbos or Yontif, nedava doesn't work, whether it's musaf or any other tfila, it does not work at all. Then the Mechaber says, v'in hischil l'hispalo al dashe lo hispalo v'nizka shekvar hispalo. Don't admit if this ever happened to you, but if a person started davening, thinking that he did not daven yet, and in the middle of Shmona Esrei he realized, oh my gosh, I already davened at the early mincha. He's davening mincha later, and he realized, oh my gosh, I davened mincha already. What does he do? Posek afilu be'emtza bracha. He stops wherever he is, even in the middle of the bracha. Afilu yochol l'chadish badover. Even if he's able to be mechadish to add something new to the Shmona Esrei, he doesn't do that. He stops wherever he is, and done. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Aleph, a person who is in doubt whether he davened. Here we're discussing Shmona Esrei in terms of a person in doubt of whether he said Shema or the Brachos. That you have to look in Siman Samach Zayin. If you look at note number one, he gives us a summary of what we learned over there. Shehisbar Hashem, there we were taught, Shein Mesupa Gam Al Kriyashma V'Gam Al Brachos. One who is in doubt whether he said Kriyashma and whether he said the Brachos. Choser V'Kore Kriyashma Im HaBrachos Shelefonev V'Shelacharea. He goes back, he says Kriyashma with the Brachos before and the Brachos afterwards. Kevon She Kriyashma Himida Raisa. Since Kriyashma is a mitzvah from the Torah, the Safik Daraisa L'Chumra, and by a Safik on the Daraisa we always go L'Chumra, he must repeat Kriyashma. The Habrachos Afo Pi Sheim Midrabanon, when it comes to Birchos Kriyashma, even though they are only Midrabanon, Mikomakom Tiknu Shim Choser Al Kriyashma Yachzer Gam Al Birchoseh. Chazal established that if you're repeating Kriyashma, you go back for the Brachos as well with the Kriyashma. The Gamis Bar Shom Mahadin B'Mishnah Mesubak Al Chelik Mikriyashma Obu Mesubak Rak Al Habrachos Al Chelik Men Ayin Shom to get further details. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sif Beis, Sifkatan Beis. A person who is in doubt whether he davened, he goes back and davens again. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Umasne Va'omer. He makes a tnai and he says, Im lo hispalalti tehei l'chovasi. If I did not yet daven, this should be my chiyuv. V'im hispalalti tehei l'nedava. And if I really did daven, and I'm davening a second time, then it should be an optional extra tefillah. In note number two, he writes that which the Mishnah Berurah says, Umasne Va'omer, is lav dafka. He doesn't actually have to speak out the tnai. He could also think the tnai. That would be good enough.
Why does he have to stop in the
note, what?
Why does he have to stop in the middle?
That's not what we said.
I know.
You're mixing up two things. Wait, let's keep this clear. What? We did not say he stops in the middle of Shmona Esrei. And if you're asking why there, so you're asking a great question, which we'll get to later. You're jumping the gun. You're asking a great question. But I'm not going to say your question now because I want to save it for later. But for right now, we're just addressing a person who is in doubt whether he davened or not. He davens again, the Mechaber. And the Ramah says he says a tnai, or we just pointed out in the notes that he could, the Mishnah Berurah says he could say a tnai, or he could even, the notes say he could even think the tnai. And that is that if I did not daven, it's for my chiyuv. If I davened already, then it should be the nedava. In note number three, he writes, the reason why it's necessary to make a tnai. So Diane Fisher explains, Shaharashba, who is the makor of this din, sover she'ein tfilas nedova poteres tfilas chova. If you daven an optional tfila, that will not cover a chiyuv tfila. So therefore, if you are really chayiv, you have to make sure that you're not davening in a dava. And therefore, you have to make a tnai that if I'm chayiv, then I want this tefillah to be a chiyuv. If you're just going to do it as a dava, it won't count if you're really chayiv. Therefore, a tnai is necessary. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the third line, the afal pisha kol safek midivrei sofrim lahakel. Even though we normally hold any safek on a derabbanan, we go lenient, and tefillah is derabbanan, and even if the Rambam at tefillah is daraisa, the nusach of tefillah that we have, like we discussed in great detail the last two shiurim, is certainly only the Rabbanan, even if it's the Rambam. So normally we say, Savi the Rabbanan l'kula, mikomakom hocha chozer umispalel. Still, by Shmoneser, you go back and daven again. Mipnei shalavai sheispalel odom kol hayom b'toras nedova v'aydei chiddush. Because halavai, a person should daven all day, optional tefillos, through new additions to the Shmoneser, through a chiddush. So the Gemara says, Halavai sheispalel kol hayom, and therefore, even though normally by a Savi Drabbanan we say go l'kula, here we say daven. Anyway, it's a good thing to daven more, like we'll see later on. In note number 4, he points out, Omnom in kvar over zman ha-tfilah. Let's say a person is not sure if he davened, and now it's past the zman of that tfilah. So the Bir Halacha writes later on, Shaprin Megodim is mesupuk im yesh tashlum in l'misha safek lohim ispalel. The Prima Golem is Mesupuk, whether a person who's Besafik, whether he daven or not, should daven Tashlumen or not. The whole Safik is only if he's Chayiv to do Tashlumen. But if he wants to do it, Vadei Sheyochol, for sure he can. The Ain't Zer L'Chadish B'Dover, he doesn't have to add anything in. Back to the Mishnah Berurah in the sixth line. V'hocho kishechozer umispal al ha-safek ein tzorech chiddush. Even though we said in the Mechaber, when you add an additional tefillah b'nedava, you have to be mechadesh something, you have to add something new. But in this case, when you go back and you daven, because you're in doubt of whether you daven the first time, you do not need to add anything new into Shmoneh Esrei. De'ein locho chiddush godol mizeh sheyotze yidei sfeiko. Because there's no greater chiddush than clarifying your safek. You were in doubt, and now you're working it out. You're davening Shmoneh Esrei, it's taking care of your safek. That's the greatest chiddush possible. Kosa b'derech ha-chayim. Da arvis b'sofek eino tzorech lachzor ulehispalel tfilas shmoneh esrei. If a person is unsure if he daven mariv, so then he does not have to go back and daven shmoneh esrei again. Dikva'uha chova b'vadai v'lo b'sofek. Because that was set up as a chiyuv only when your vadai need the tefillah. But if you're only in doubt, so then it was not established as a chiyuv, and therefore, you, according to him, you would not go back to daven mariv if you are in doubt. Avol midivrei ha-prima gadim mashma rak de'ein chov olav l'kuli alma. The prima gadim is mashma that it's only that there's no chiyuv on him according to everyone. Avol l'chadchila nochon hu sheyasor v'yisbal gam arvis. But says the prima gadim l'chadchila, it's correct to go back if you're mislipping if you daven mariv, and in fact to daven shmoneh esrei again. Ki be'emes gam ba'arvis afilu l'man d'omer reshus. Because even by mariv, even the one who holds, it's only a reshus. Mikom kom l'chadchila mitzvah. Still l'chadchila it's a mitzvah to daven mariv. Umemelo mashiyotze yedei sveiko nechshav kechidish gam ba'arvis. And therefore, that which you're clarifying your suffix would be considered the chidish for mariv as well, and therefore you should go back and daven, and you should not, and it's not necessary to be mechadish anything. So too, it is mashma from the Rambam as well. But says in the Mishabura, but to do it the best possible way, just in case, you should be mechadesh something when you are repeating the tefillah of Mariv. Now look at the first Bir Halacha, which says a very interesting thing. The first Bir Halacha says, Ayin b'chai odam shekosov dehayom einoheg dinzeh. The Chai Adam writes, and nowadays this is not nohig. We do not go back if we are in doubt of whether we daven or not. We do not go back and daven, says the Chai Adam. Lufi ma de mavur lekamon b'sif dalid. Based on what we're going to see tomorrow in Sif Dalid, where he writes, Chet de tzorich shei makir es atzmo v'omid b'daito sheyuchal l'chavin. The Mechaber that we're going to see in Sif Dalid, which is coming up in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow night, says that this whole idea of davening a Shmoneh Esrei, an optional Shmoneh Esrei, is only if you recognize about yourself that you're so good that you'll be able to have kavanah for the entire Shmoneh Esrei, not just the first brachah, the entire Shmoneh Esrei. So therefore, the Chayadim says, based on that Mechaber, that you shouldn't, that nowadays there's no one holding by that level, and therefore you shouldn't go back and daven a nedava. Therefore, the Chayadim says, in Sif Aleph also, if you're Mesupuk, you should not go back and daven. And it's known that nowadays, even 1 in 1,000, you're not going to find that's on the level that's going to be able to have kavanah the entire Shmoneh Esrei, every step along the way. And therefore, it says the Chayadim, this halacha of the Mechaber and Sif Aleph does not apply nowadays. The imkain ein yochel lahaslos. Therefore, you can't make the tznai because in the tzadar it's in the dava. You have to have the kavana the whole way. Says the mechaber, I disagree. Velo nihiro lanias daiti. I disagree. Echad number one, the divrei harashba einam muskamim lekuli alma. First of all, the words of the Rashba, this whole business of the Tanai, and everything we're discussing over here, is not Muslim according to everyone. Kidas ha-raivid d'chov olav lachzor l'spal. The Raivid holds straight up. If you're Musupuk, you just go back and daven. V'afilu das ha-Rashba. Even according to the Rashba that says you make the Tanai, gam ken yesh l'chalik m'hodah sifdalud. There's still a great chiluk between what the Mechaber says in sifdalud and what the Mechaber is saying in sifalud. Disham ari b'mispalo stam b'toras nedava. Sifdalad is talking about a person who just absolutely wants to daven more tfilos. There the Mechaber says, you want to just daven stam extra tfilos? You got to be holding on the level to be davening properly. Shom yofek karinam bei lama li rov zivchechem. There it's appropriate what the Mechaber says, that Hashem says to this person, why do I need your abundance of sacrifices? Didai b'karbonos hatmidim. It's enough the regular korban tamid. V'chein b'gimel tfilos hakvuos. It's enough, have kavanah, the three tfilos, don't give me extra tfilos. That's where a person stam wants to add tfilos. Aval bazeh, but over here in Sif Aleph, sherotze lehispal kedei lo asesh yedei sveiko. He's not just optionally davening. He has a suffix. He's not sure if he davened or not. He's trying to clarify a suffix. In that case, says the Bir Halacha, dino hu kimo shar tfilos. Then it follows the rule of all other tfilos. The tzorach lechatchilo v'hishtada lechavim. You should do your best to be mechavim for the whole davening. U'b'dieved dai in lokivin rak b'avos. And b'dieved, it's okay if you only have kavanah just for avos. So says the Bir Halacha, I disagree with the Chai Adam. Again, the Chai Adam says, we see from Sif Aleph, you shouldn't daven the davos nowadays. Therefore, the Chai Adam wants to apply it to the Sif Aleph. Therefore, in Sif Aleph also, if you're mesupik, you shouldn't go back and daven because you need to make the tznai. And on the tzad, it's enough, it's not good, you shouldn't do it. Says the Bir Halacha, I disagree. The Mechaber only means stam to daven extra tefillah. There we're not holding by it. But if it's to clarify a suffix, so it's a clarify a suffix, and therefore we would apply the regular rules. You do your best to have kavanah, and if not, as long as you have kavanah for the first bracha, you're good to go. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkot and Gimel. We said a person who's mesupik if he davened, he goes back and he davens again, and he does not need to mechadish anything. But if he knows that he davened, we said you can't go back to daven without a chiddush. Says Sifkot and Gimel, the tfilos keneged tmidim tiknum. Our Shmona Esreis, our tfilos were established keneged the korban tamid that they had. V'havi kemakriv shnei tmidim l'shem chova. So davening shachar a second time is like bringing a second tamid shel shachar. She'osu mishum bal tosef. That's forbidden. That's bal tosef. V'afilu hispalu mitchila biyochid. Even if the first tefillah you davened was by yourself, the achshav rotzel hispalu b'tzibur, now you were able to catch a minion, so you want to daven a second time b'tzibur, afilu hachi aser. Still it's aser. It's like bringing two korban tamid shel shachar. That's not allowed. That's bal tosef. But that's only if you're not mechadish anything. But if you're mechadish, then we said you can go back and you can daven optionally as many times as you want. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Dalud, pirish dafka b'nedava. You could dafka go back and daven b'nedava. Says note number 7, Ukashim Mispal Binadova, when a person does daven binadova, Kosovak Tosa Shulchan, She'enu Yocholi Choshe Bichlal Shisha Mispalum Shemachmosam Yuchlu Lomar Chazar Sashatz. Interesting. If you're going back and davening an extra tefillah as a nedava, that you're not chayiv, so you can't count as one of the six people that's needed to have the rov minion that allows you to do Chazar Sashatz. You're not counted in. Weiter in note number 7, v'imtor b'tfilas ha'nedova b'dova shemachzir noso. Let's say you say an optional tefillah, and you forget mashiv haruach, you forget something that's ma'akiv. So the tefillah David says, shelachorot tzarach lachzor l'spal, l'chor you have to go back and daven, even though the whole tefillah was optional, you have to daven again, kevan shekfar kibil olav l'spal b'nedova. You accepted upon yourself to daven in the dova, and you messed up, you have to go back and daven in the dova again. So back to the Mishnah Berurah, it's a katan dalad. Through a chiddush, you can go back and daven in the dova as many times as you want. Says the Mishnah Berurah, appears dafka b'nedava, aval l'shem chova afilu b'chiddush aser. But to daven again b'shem chiyuv, so even if there's a chiddush there, it's not going to be good. V'hoda b'inan chiddush b'nedava, that which the optional tefillah requires a chiddush, it requires something new in the Shemoneh Esrei. Da'al yidei achiddush minkar mitocha shetfiloso hi l'shem tachanunim v'lo l'shem chova. That way, through the new thing that you put in your Shemoneh Esrei, it's recognizable that your new tefillah is l'shem tachanunim, is l'shem nedava, and not l'shem chiyuv. Ubelo chiddush milsi kamish osa osa l'shem chova. With no additional chiddush, you're davening the same shor esrei identical as you did before. That's like you're davening again l'shem chova, which is not allowed. Va'ayim b'beis Yosef shebir das ha'tur. Look in the Beis Yosef where he explains the opinion of the tour. To who adin in mispalel tefila shelo b'taras chova. So to if a person is davening not b'taras chova, v'gam lo hiskavin bo l'shem nedava. He didn't have anything in his mind. He didn't think that it should be l'shem chova. He didn't think that it should be l'shem nedava. And he adds a chiddush into the tefillah. The shaper dummy, that's going to be okay. Because through the chiddush, it's clear that it's for tachanunim, it's for nedava, and therefore it's not for chova, and therefore it's going to be okay.
How does it stem with the mechaber and siftalat?
What's your question?
Doesn't it say in siftalat, we said before that you have to make sure that I
understand. You're asking on the Beis Yosef?
The
Mechaber and Sif Dalet is just clarifying what the Mechaber and Sif Aleph is talking about. The Mechaber and Sif Dalet is saying that correct. That which the Mechaber discusses handling the Dova, that's not for everyone. That's what the Mechaber is saying. Zok the Mishabura Vaiterin Sif Katan Hey. Sif Katan Hey said the exception to the rule of adding as many tefillos as you want, Betaras and Dova with a Chiddush, applies to all tefillos except for Musaf, that you can't have them in a Dova. Why is Musaf different? So the Mishabura writes in Sif Katan Hey, Ratzalomer means to say, Afilu de show Rosh Chodesh v'cholamoid. Even if it's the Musa Tzvil of Rosh Chodesh v'cholamoid, you can't daven an extra one b'nedava. Kevan sha'omer u'musafim kehilchasam. Since you say in the Tzvila, musafim kehilchasam, v'amusafim einam kreivim elo b'shel tzibur. The Musaf is only brought as a public offering. And an individual can't voluntarily bring a korban Musaf. The Achronim write according to this, when it comes to Musaf, and on Shabbos and Yom Tov, all the Tfilos, if you are in doubt whether you daven the Tfilah by Musaf on Rosh Chodesh Chol Moed, or any Tfilah on Shabbos or Yom Tov, you can't go back to daven it again. Because like we saw before, when you go back to daven, you have to do it with a Tanai. The cannabis of cotton days. But in this case, you can't make it tonight because you can't say that. If I would daven already, it's a nedava. You can't do a nedava on these days. And look what we wrote in Simen Kufchav Dalet Sif Aleph in the Bir Alocha. But look at note number 8, a very interesting note. So the Mishabur just said that on days or a tefillah that you can't daven in a nedava, if you're not sure if you daven, you can't go back and daven again. Because we said before, when you daven, when you're not sure, if you daven already, you make a tnai. If I didn't daven yet, this is for chiyuv. If I daven already, it's a nedava. But you can't make a nedava on Shabbos or Yontif or for Musaf on Rosh Chodesh or Chamoid. And therefore, you can't do the tnai. And therefore, if you're not sure if you daven, you can't daven. Look at note number 8. V'lochein kishachal Rosh Chodesh b'er Shabbos. Ben, if you remember, we had this shaila. I believe we had this exact shaila last summer in the Beis Medrash by Erev Shabbos. It was Rosh Chodesh on Friday, and Shabbos is already not Rosh Chodesh. Ubimincha shachach yalav yavo. Remember this? And at mincha, the person forgot yalav yavo. So the Mishabura tells us later on, she'en lo takana. Sharei gamim yachzor l'espal b'layla lo yomar b'tfilas hatashum and yalav yavo. Because even if you're going to dive in a second Mariv, Mariv already, you daven, as we're going to see in great detail soon, in the next simon, that when you daven tashlum, you daven two of the identical Shemoneh Esrei of where you're holding now. So if you miss Mincha on Friday, which was Rosh Chodesh, and you're making it up at Mariv, so you're davening two Marivs, you're not saying Yalav Yavo, because it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. The Afal Pi should be Mos HaChol, Nifsak B'Shulchan Aruch Sham, even though if it would be a weekday, that you forgot Mincha, which is Rosh Chodesh, and Mariv is not Rosh Chodesh, but it's a weekday, the Shulchan Aruch says, She Yachzor L'Esbal B'Toras Nedava, you should daven again B'Toras Nedava. However, mikomakom b'Shabbos v'Yom Tov emes b'al minadava. But since now it's Shabbos, you can't daven minadava. Therefore, if you forgot Yalav Yavo at Mincha and you only realized it when it was already Shabbos and it's not Rosh Chodesh, you're not going to gain Yalav Yavo. You should not daven, which is what we looked up and came out with then, if you remember. Says note number 9 on that which the Mishnah Berurah said to look later in Simen Kuf Chav Dalet Sif Aleph in the Bir Alocha. Shekosav Shon the Bir Alocha writes over there b'Shem the Prima Gadim. Shemikomakom b'Tfilo sheyesh ben Chazar Sashatz. Any tefillah that has in it chazar shashatz, yesh lo takana sheyi ashliach tzibur. The eitzah is, if you if you're mesupuk and you can't go back and make a tnai, so you could daven as a shiat tzibur. And the prima got them right, shelo moa lotse shidei chova yidei shishma chazar shashatz. You can't be yotze by hearing chazar shashatz from someone else, but if you're the chazan, you're mesupuk, if you were yotze, for whatever reason in your tefillah, then you could, I guess, take over as the shiat tzibur and daven chazar shashatz, and you could be yotze. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitei Yosef Katan Vav. We said on Shabbos and Yontov you can't be mispalel tefilas nedava at all. Lefi she'ein nedarim v'nedavos kraven behem. Because optional korbanos are not brought on Shabbos and Yontov, and therefore tefilas nedava, which is like an optional korban, cannot be said on Shabbos or Yontov. Then the Mechaber said, and we'll get back to Lipa's question, if one started to daven, which happens to everyone, at one time or another, a person daven at the early mincha, and then he finds himself at a later mincha, and he starts Shemoneh Esrei, and he realizes, oh no, I already davened. So the Mechaber says, you stop wherever you are in the middle of the bracha, just stop your tefillah. So the question is, why don't you just turn it into a tefillas nedava? So says the Mishnah Berurah Yosef Katan Zayin, D'tchilas tefiloso hoya mistama bevadei l'shem chova. When you started your Shemoneh Esrei at the second minyan and you didn't forgot about the first one, so obviously when you started davening, you started off l'shem chiyuv because you thought you were chayiv. Sherei haya sover shelo hispal adayin, you thought you didn't daven yet. V'lo mahani b'chiddush, and therefore it will not help to make a chiddush, to add something new. Ulekach afilu im yirtza ata l'gomra l'shem nedava lo mahani, and therefore even though now you realize your mistake, you want to finish l'shem nedava, it doesn't help. Kevan shekvar hischil bo l'shem chova, since you started the Shemoneh Esrei thinking you were chayiv, and now in the middle you want to switch you over to nedava, it doesn't work. Why? The efsher lahavi korban shechetzio chova v'chetzio nedava. Beautiful. You can't bring a korban that's half a chiyuv, half optional. So you're also, if you started davening because you thought you were chayiv, if you started off with your tefillah being a chiyuv, now you realize you davened already, you want to switch it to a nedava in the middle? You can't do that. That's like a korban that's neither here nor there, and therefore that would not be allowed. And therefore, the halach is, if you realize in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei you davened already, you just stop in the middle of your tracks. This is all assuming that when you started davening the second time, it was having in mind that you did not yet daven, and this is your tefillas chiyuv. But if when you started davening, you weren't sure if you davened earlier, you can't remember if I went to the 1:30 minyan today or yesterday, you couldn't remember. You find yourself at the 8 o'clock minyan for mincha before shkia, and you're not sure if you davened earlier or not, so you started davening b'toras tnai, that if I didn't daven, it's my chiyuv, if I daven, it's my nedava. Like we learned earlier in Sif Beis, v'nizkar b'emtze she'espal, and mulash when Esther, you realize, you went through your schedule of yesterday and today, and you realize it was taka today that I went to the 1:30 minyan. So in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you realize that you daven mincha already. Yesh lomar de'ein tzara chiddush. In that case, says the Mishnah Berurah, you will not need to add anything new into your Shemoneh Esrei. V'gomer kach l'shem nedava. And you can finish off l'shem nedava. V'kevan she'hischil mitchila kahogen adayta desveka. Since you started appropriately in the beginning with a tnai that maybe it should be for nedava, the suffix have a chiddush, and therefore the suffix that you're clarifying, like we said before, is itself a chiddush. Su ain't start a chiddush, so you don't need a chiddush, and you can finish it up b'taras nedava because you started also b'taras nedava. It started off as a tnai that maybe it's a nedava, and therefore you can finish it as a nedava. It's not like the case where you start off as a vaday chiyuv and now you switch it to nedava. Here you started mesupuk, and therefore there was a tzad that it was going to be a nedava, so therefore you could turn it into a nedava vaday. Ubelavush mashma shegomra yidei chiddush. The levush is mashma that you should finish off the Shemoneh Esrei and you should add something in. Efshar dehu al tzad yotzer tov. It could be just trying to cover all the bases. Let's see note number 11. V'chein im chozer umespalal al dover shemachmoso ein tzarech lachzor. Let's say you made a mistake in Shemoneh Esrei and you started repeating Shemoneh Esrei. Good example. The halacha is on Rosh Chodesh. If you forget Yalav Yavo in Shacharis or Mincha, you go back. You have to daven Shemoneh Esrei again. But on Mariv, if you forget Yalav Yavo on either day of Rosh Chodesh, you don't go back. Ain the Kachin as a Chodesh Balayla. But you didn't know this halacha. So you're discussing with your friend, and you both didn't know the halacha, and you start davening Shemoneh Esrei again. All of a sudden, your friend realizes the halacha, and he comes running over to you. You don't have to daven again. You're Yotzei. But you already started. U'be'emtze nizkar shahadinu she'enu tzarech lachzor. In the middle, you realize you shouldn't have started again. Same din. You don't have to be davening now. You started mitaras vade in your mind, and therefore you can't turn it into a nedava. You stop the Shemoneh Esrei smack in the middle. In note number 12, he writes, "V'im nizkar shekvar hispalo la'achar shomer baruch ato Hashem." You're in the middle of a bracha. You said baruch ato Hashem, and then you realize, wait a minute, I davened already. But you're in the middle of a bracha. So you're middle of Baruch Atah Hashem of the Siyam Bracha. So Rav Yashiv says she is Simus a Bracha. In that case, finish the Bracha. Sheri lo yoel klumim lo yisayim osa. There's no nafkamina if you finish it or you don't finish it. If you just end off Baruch Atah Hashem, so you said Hashem's name in vain. You say Baruch Atah Hashem, you finish the Bracha. So if anything, you're giving a full praise of Hashem. So there's no loss to finish the Bracha. So even though you stop in your tracks, but if you're mamish in the middle of that Siyam Bracha, Rav Yashiv says you should finish off and say the last couple of words to make it a complete Bracha.
Lechora,
so Shlomi is asking if you started. Let's say that case of Marv, you weren't sure, so you started davening b'taras tanai, and then you realized that you weren't chayev. Would that work? Lechora, that would be okay because you had the tzad of nedava there, right? Because there was a real tanai, but here you don't know the halacha, so it's also a suffix. I don't know the halacha. So if the halacha is, I hear it's good kasha.
You started the Shmon Esrei because you had a suffix.
Is that the thing that's a black and white?
Right,
it's a tanai.
So you're saying that it would be the same. It would be okay.
Yeah, you only.
Yeah, I agree.
Because you thought you had.
Correct. So you had it tonight. Correct. Let's start and try to finish halacha beis. What is this chiddush? Chiddush zesha. We're on halacha beis sith beis in the mechaber. Chiddush zesha manu hu sheichadish dover bechol bracha meha emtzaios mein ha bracha. This chiddush is adding something into every bracha of Shmon Esrei. Besides the first three and last three, all the bakashos, adding in an additional bakasha similar to the bracha at hand. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what it means being mechadish in a tefilas nedava. V'im chidish afilu bevracha achas dayo. But if you add it only, you should add to every bracha. If you only add it to one bracha, that's enough. Kedei lo diya shi nedava v'lo chova. To show that this tefila is only an optional tefila and not a chiyot tefila. The Rama writes, V'yesh omim de lo mikri chidish elu im nischadish etzlo dover shalohoyo tzarech eilov kodem lachen. The Rama says, very interesting knesh over here. He says, some say that it's not called a chidish. It's not enough that you add something into the Shmon Esrei that wasn't in the last Shmon Esrei. It has to be a new need that came about that you didn't have by the last Shmon Esrei. Which if you're davening, 20 minutes later is very difficult. If you didn't have that need, all of a sudden you have the need. So, but that's what the Ramah says. It's not enough to add something in. It has to be that you actually have a new need. That's what the Ramah says. Says the Mishabura in Sifkaton Ches. Meham Tzaios, the Mechaber said that ideally one should add in to every one of the middle brachos of Shmona Esrei. Avalo begimel rishonos, ubegimel achronos, ukelakamam et simen kuf yod beis. But not the first three brachos and not the last three brachos, like we'll see later on in simen kuf yod beis. Look at note 15. Shebir Shon, the Mishabur explains over there, Shebishalosh harishonos dome le'evet shemesader shevach lifnei rabo. The first three brachos is like a servant that's laying out the praise of his master. Ubishalosh hachronos dome le'evet shekibel pras nei rabo shemeshavcha v'holich. The last three brachos is like an evet who got a present from his master, and he's praising him, he's thanking him. Ve'ein roi lishol ben tzrochav. This chiddush is adding a need. So we don't ask for our needs in the first three and last three because of what they are supposed to be. And therefore, we only are supposed to ask for an additional thing during the middle brachos of Shmon Esrei. And again, according to the Ramah, it's not enough to add an additional need. It has to be that you actually have a new need that you didn't need before. We'll stop here, and Amir Tz Hashem, we will continue tomorrow night.